You know what time it is. Welcome to Great Table Talk. Childhood friends coming together to make a difference in our everyday community. Enjoy this week's episode. Welcome to Great Table Talk.
I can't say that because I'm clapping and saying it. Okay,
go ahead with it then.
Welcome to Great Table Talk. It's your girl, Cash.
And it's me.
That guy, that's Brandon. Right. Yeah, yeah. All right, so we made a birthday. Well, I made my birthday. He's a few days away.
I'm gearing up. I'm gearing up.
You know, we...
I'm gearing up. I could take a shot a day going towards it.
I think so. Like, make it a point to just chug along. I think, you know what? That's probably what I'm going to do. Because I want to live my best life.
I know, but I got to figure out when I do it. I guess I can do it after.
I want to do it in the evening.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's good for the constitution.
Because I kind of get sleepy, you know.
I know. That was just
what
to say.
I don't know what it is about alcohol. I get sleepy. So
yeah,
I'm not gonna be the one in the club.
But I take that back though.
Drinking, that is.
For me, I think my wave kind of goes like alcohol hit me like an energy drink in the beginning. Like I think as the night winds down, like I need kind of constant something going on. I think once the night dies down and we just chilling, like yeah, I'll pass out on you.
It never fails. I don't care. I can be at a popping party. And if I'm drinking, I'm most likely want to go to sleep, or I'll be so laid back that I won't be my normal turn up self.
I'm out there. Out there. And I think that's why for me, like I think I'm probably more fun in that atmosphere than I am on a day to day, because I'm pretty reserved on a day to day.
Right.
That party flowing though.
I think 1 year we need to party together. Like the store party, together.
One.
I'm really not the best party planner, so you probably gonna have to.
It'd be like next year. I think we should do it next year since I won't be here. I won't be here this year. We're doing that next year.
All right.
A big one.
For those of you that don't know, Brandon and I are first cousins. Our daddies are brothers. Now, I'm older than him by 20 days.
20 days.
So respect your elders. Matter of fact, when you see me, I need you to say Miss. Ma'am.
I got you.
Just so y'all know, I want my respect.
That's right.
Respect. Now, as we approach 39, I'm 39, and you're approaching 39, I want to have this podcast. I know, right? Them years passed by fast, didn't it?
I'm telling you, like, your daddy asked you, like, man, how old are you now?
Right. And I'm like, I told my daddy the other day, he's like, wow. You know, I want to discuss the five lessons learned in chapter 38.
Five lessons learned.
Lessons learned. That's what we're going to discuss in today's podcast.
My number five is, I guess, shaping my worldview through travel. Like, I think we, I guess, take for granted not having a very broad, you know, idea of, I guess, how the world works, or even just certain different philosophies and stuff. Like, I always say, until I got out of my neighborhood, that I didn't realize certain things. And you be really, really, even though you've learned certain things after you get out of your neighborhood and you start to kind of get into the world, when you see the world as a whole, like that, I think that's a life-changing thing, to really kind of embrace different cultures and different people. You know, because I live the life of a black man, and I pretty much stay inside of that.
Yeah,
but you start to, you know, I guess understand what other, you know, races and nationalities and stuff go through. It gives you a grander appreciation for life in your own personal life. So that's my number five.
And you probably gonna make my number five seem very short.
I mean,
you know, my number five is to start today. Even though you may not accomplish something today, work towards that accomplishment starting today.
Nah, your number five is actually further up my list. So,
I wasted a lot of time with being discouraged because I wasn't at a certain place at a certain time. You know how you say, by age such and such, I want to be married. By age such and such, I want to have this kind of job or this type of family. By age such and such. When the actuality is, in order to accomplish anything,
you gotta get started.
You gotta start. That's somewhere. Right. Planning. It starts. Start somewhere. So that's my five.
That's a good one.
You know, what's your four?
Four is health. You know, I mean, as you get older, I think you're not Superman, you know, not Wonder Woman or whatever. So you you got to be more conscious about your health and where you want to be. Now you start thinking about, okay, I made it this far, I'm in this place. Now where do I want to be, you know, 5 years from now, 10 years from now? You know, you want to see your kids grow up and all that
health
good stuff.
As far as, like, health. Physical health.
Yeah, physical health. I mean, physical health and even emotional health. Like, you still want to be in a good place to where, you know, you're aging well.
Right. I must say, I've been doing really well. You know, drinking water. You know, I let the hog mogs alone. Is that such a thing? It is. I heard
it. It's got to be. We heard it before. Hog mogs. I don't think I've ever seen it.
I don't think so either.
Yeah, but I'm hurting.
Anyway, I need the hog. My number four is to let my need to control everything. This is one of my big things. For 18 years, I think probably within the last 2 years, I'm like, you know what, forget it. I don't have to control everything. I don't really have to. It's like, let things happen organically. And if my kids are doing something, or if coworkers or whatever may be happening, it's going to all come out in the wash. I don't have to control everything. So I think some of us, especially, I don't know how many men, but I know quite a bit of women, we have to control everything. If you have somebody you're dating, what is he doing? Where is he going? If you have, you know, coworkers, what is she saying? What are they talking about behind their closed doors?
Yeah.
Relax. Let things happen. I don't have to control everything. So that itself caused me to kind of have a lot of, you know, peace.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And that'll burn you out, too.
What's okay? Like,
that's a high anxiety kind of habit.
And I had it. Yeah. I had it.
No, I am. I'm a hippie when it comes. Like, I can't carry stuff. You
right,
know?
But I was for years. Worried about what people had to say. Worried about because I was, you know, trying to establish yourself. You know, corporately, you kind of have to keep your ear to the ground, but also have to kind of know what's going on, what people are thinking or saying. But then you bring that stuff home, and then you wonder about what is this person saying, what is that person doing, what is that person saying, or even if you're in a relationship. Even relationship times, I was like, okay, but what is that? What is he doing? What does he really think? These days, I don't give a damn.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I said that probably wrong. Pretty much, I don't give a damn. I mean, I care, but it doesn't drive me.
Yeah.
Let it get the best of me. So, what's your number three?
Number three for me is legacy.
Well, that's my number three.
I think a lot now about, where I'm at and where I want to go. And the steps I need to put in place to get there. I think the older I get, I really have more of an understanding of how I want to be remembered, whether it be by my kids or my community or friends.
Word. And my thing is, like you said, mine is legacy as well. Simply because at the end of the day, how good you look at ain't going to matter. I know it's not going to matter, but ain't going to matter. Mm-hmm. How well you dress, how much money you had, all of that stuff won't matter. What is most important is your legacy. What do you leave behind? What can someone say about your character? What can someone say about what you invested in, what you built in, and who's going to carry that legacy on? Yeah. So I'm all into legacy building. Okay. And that's why being a parent is super duper important, and it's the top priority for me.
Yeah. And this would be, I'd say, like, things are kind of, you know, you got to take things on both sides of the board, because I'm a person that doesn't really care too much about what people say in the moment. I don't carry it, but I do think I have a real value on how I'll be spoken of after the fact. Like, mm-hmm. I think it's important that if, you know, my sons, you know, have a conversation with people, say, well, who your dad is, and they tell them that something positive comes from that person.
Right. That's the biggest compliment. And even to, like, back to the legacy. And it has, to me, legacy starts here at home.
Yeah.
And then if I start, and then when my kids are, they're a branch of me. And even though they may grow and make their mistakes, at the end of the day, the core of who they are and where they come from will be represented in how they move.
Yeah.
You know. So, that's dope. Check out. We have the same one. Uh-huh. What's your number two?
Two. Parenthood and family. I am very, very focused on being, you know, a parent to my kids. I want to be one, like you said, an example. And and work ethic, and not say belief systems, because I want my kids to have whatever belief system they feel is best, benefits them most, but through my actions, and definitely not even through the things I say to them, like, I want my truest representation of myself and what I want for them to come out of the things that I do.
Right.
For them, right, and for other, right, people.
Being a parent, again, and I stress parent strongly, being a parent is one of those things. It's an awesome responsibility. It's a privilege, and sometimes it's a burden. But one of the greatest things I see about being a parent is all the work that I put in, and not only from rocking as a little baby to even now, just to understand and hear in their heart. One of the biggest challenges for me, by talking about being a parent, is allowing my kids, even when they got older and they started growing, is to allow them to grow and make mistakes. Because sometimes we as parents, well, stereotypically, like to keep our kids in a kid box.
I don't know, guys. Let's say for my daughter, for my boys, like, now I can see them about to do something. I'm going to be like, look at this. Watch. Just watch. I know you're going to fall in the bus's head. They may be wrong, but I want them to go through it. Especially for a black man, the most important lesson I think I can give my sons is the ability to think through different situations. They've got to be able to recognize and kind of straighten themselves out. I don't want them to be at a place where they're always looking for somebody to correct them, because I think that's why the penitentiary system is the way it is now. Because we don't have a self-correct or auto-fix, and we've got to have that. We've got to have that gauge in us that says, you know what, this doesn't feel right. I don't think I should do this. This is not, you know, what I've been taught, and this is not who, you know, I want to be as a person. I want them to have
that. Right. And that's my thing with my kids is also to, I'm helping navigate, but I'm not here to do it for you.
Yeah.
I'm helping you navigate, but I'm not doing it for you. Yeah. So, you know, and again, respect their minds. Because again, they may not do everything that I would love for them to do, but at the end of the day, they have to live with the decision that they made.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
I'm saying I'm a loving parent, but I'm a non-coddling parent, because if I tell you not to do something, you best believe it's that's yours.
I think we kind of got that from our parents. Daddy didn't play no games. He's like, okay, so you want, even when I became a young adult, he was like, oh, so you want to go get that car? Yep, you're going to pay for it, and you're going to take care of the maintenance and all this other stuff. So. I didn't say my number two. My number two is to invest in myself first. Mind, body, and soul.
Okay.
Is if the world is still going to go around, you know, the people at work are going to still talk. People at work are going to still have stuff to say. Your kids are going to do what they do. Your spouse is going to do what they do. But what are you doing for yourself? We work for our family. We work, and I'm speaking of a woman and some men, that we work for our family. We work for an image, if you will. I mean, I don't even work for image no more. But, you know, we work for this idealism, but we're leaving ourselves out as far as not taking care of ourselves, how we eat, what we rest in, are we checking our blood pressure, all this other stuff. And that's important. Invest in yourself first. That's my number two. What's your number one?
Number one life lesson up until this point is prioritizing my life and goal setting, because sad enough to say, up until, you know, maybe a couple years ago, that was not a priority and not one of those things I ever felt that I was talked to about or taught anywhere, really, you know, up in life, and getting to a place where I really want to work smarter, because I'm one of those people that I think I try to succeed through sheer effort. Like, I'm just like, look, I'm just going to be the hardest worker. Whatever's set in front of me, I'm just going to work until it gets done.
Right.
But you get older and you realize, like, look, I can save myself a lot of headache if I just take the time to kind of, you know, organize this thing, see where I want to be, and then take the time to brainstorm and jot it down the best and most effective way to get there.
That's right.
And that's where I am in life right now.
But that comes with planning.
Yeah.
And you got to, like I said, we have to learn how to plan. Because if we fail a plan, well, you already know that you're going to work harder. I was always told the lazy people work the hardest.
Yeah.
Well, and that's truth in that statement, you know. Okay.
And it's surprisingly effective. Like, how much just taking a few seconds to, one, identify what it is that you're trying to accomplish, and then just take the time to think on the best way to go about doing it.
Right.
And attack it.
And nothing's wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. My number one is I have determined, and it has been like a daily declaration for me, to live on purpose. Not allow life to happen to you, but be in control of your stance on life. Like, life is going to happen.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, bills are going to be there. Unfortunately, stuff is going to break. Unfortunately, really unfortunate, people are going to pass on, and there's going to be trials, tribulations. So there's enough of that being as it is.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure that when my feet touch the floor and I have another opportunity to make an imprint, I'm going to do that. I have to be purpose. Like, recently, I just been having a newfound, like, this traveling thing. Like, you, yeah. I mean, I've always traveled, and you've been doing your thing for quite some time. But consistently making a point that if I don't do nothing else, twice a year, I need to go to somewhere that makes me feel good.
Yeah.
You know, of that I can have on my bucket list. Begin to check off that bucket list.
And people got to understand that you gotta prioritize that thing, too. Because I don't know how to talk to people. Like, well, I can't go. Like, yeah, you can go. I know people that will set aside money because they say, well, I want that handbag, or I want those pair of tennis shoes, so I'll take X money out of my check to go do
that.
And
say
that,
yeah.
Why I can't travel. Like, yeah, I mean, you can do whatever it is you want to. Level of priority
that
is
to you. Correct. That's right. That's funny you say that, because I'm one of the most basic dressing people ever, right? And everybody, I mean, I'm really not a label person at all. I would probably spend more money on accessories, probably like I got an Apple Watch, just certain things that but I say all of that to say, one thing I will do, I will travel. I will hop a flight. Like I said, you probably won't catch me in the club, but you probably catch me on one of those special flights that they have. Like, you know, Southwest, so those people get flights. Yeah. You most likely catch me on one of those.
But that's your priority. Like, always,
but that's my priority.
Because I think what I learned most, I learned early on, when you get to a place where you start to get moderately comfortable, I guess, and you can buy, you start being able to buy some of the things you want to buy. The things that I spend the most money on are the things I usually use the least. And I realized that, like, it started to become pointless and pretty stupid.
That's true.
You buy really, really expensive shoes, you can't really wear them
that often.
Or you don't, or you just choose not to.
That's right, because you don't want it to be
messed up. Exactly.
Right.
You spend, like I said, you spend a lot of money to go out for this special occasion. You wear it out to the club, you don't even want to wear it anymore.
Right.
Because you don't want people to see you in it no more. So, like, it's a crazy thing.
And those experiences, I'm telling you, standing on, I don't know, pick somewhere. I mean, anywhere, standing on, you know, the island of St. Croix or St. Bart's, or, you know, you've been to Haiti. I don't think, are you going to Haiti? Have you been to Haiti?
No, I was supposed to go, but then they had the upbreast again.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because I want to go along. I'm kind of nervous about it.
Come over here right now.
I realize if I do go to Haiti, I got to go with some guys. I can't just go with just girls.
Yeah.
I got to have a mixture of, you know, some stuff go down that I got a good chance. And it's just not Haiti. It's just, you know, anyway, certain places. I mean,
yeah.
So I mean, that's our 5 points. He gave five. Right. I gave five. So make sure that if you have a birthday approaching, or like, usually my birthday, I reflect, and at the beginning of the year or end of the year, I reflect. Make sure that you're learning and getting something out of life.
Yeah, and even have a daily routine. Just like you say, you wake up and you kind of, even though your reflection is twice a year, you've got to a place to where you will reaffirm every morning. We've got to get to a place to where we kind of reaffirm every morning, because if you let yourself reset, it's almost like you're starting from zero again.
Right. That's why
you
got to
be really consistent about what you want. Even if it's one thing, I always say, like, if there's one thing you can teach yourself to do every morning, that gives you that framework to grow from.
That's right. So. Live on purpose.
Right.
Don't cause, you know, don't allow life to be lived by someone else. Live your life and do it on purpose. Be purposely do what you have to do for you. Yeah. And we out. Peace.